Chapter 11, Word Connections. As mentioned in the previous chapter, in American English, words are not pronounced one by one. Usually, the end of one word attaches to the beginning of the next word. This is also true for initials, numbers, and spelling. Part of the glue that connects sentences is an underlying hum or drone that only breaks when you come to a period, and sometimes not even then. You have this underlying hum in your own language, and it helps a great deal toward making you sound like a native speaker. Once you have a strong intonation, you need to connect all those stair steps together so that each sentence sounds like one long word. This chapter is going to introduce you to the idea of liaisons, the connections between words, which allow us to speak in sound groups rather than in individual words. Just as we went over where to put intonation, here you're going to learn how to connect words. Once you understand and learn to use this technique, you can make the important leap from this practice book to other materials and your own conversation. To make it easier for you to read, liaisons are written like this. They tell me that I'm easier. You've already encountered some liaisons in exercises 8-1, 9-1, 10-2. It could also be written, they tell me that I'm easier, but it would be too hard to read. Exercise 11-1, Spelling and Pronunciation. Read the following sentences. The last two sentences should be pronounced exactly the same, no matter how they're written. It's the sound that's important, not the spelling.
That I'm easier. They tell me that I'm easier. They tell me that I'm easier to understand. They tell me that I'm easier to understand.
Liaison Rule 1, Consonant Vowel. Words are connected when a word ends in a consonant sound and the next word starts with a vowel sound, including the semivowels W, Y, and R. Exercise 11-2, Word Connections.
My name is, because I've, pick up on the American intonation. In the preceding example, the word name ends in a consonant sound, m. The E is silent and doesn't count. And is starts with a vowel sound, eh. So name is just naturally flows together. In because I've, the Z sound at the end of because and the I sound of I blend together smoothly. When you say the last line, pick up on the American intonation, you can feel each sound pushing into the next.
Exercise 11-3, Spelling and Number Connections. You also use liaisons in spelling and numbers.
L.A. 902-5050.
What's the difference between a vowel and a consonant? In pronunciation, a consonant touches at some point in the mouth. Try saying P with your mouth open. You can't do it because your lips must come together to make the P sound. A vowel, on the other hand, doesn't touch anywhere. You can easily say E without any part of the mouth, tongue, or lips coming into contact with any other part. That is why we are calling W, Y, and R semivowels or glides.
Exercise 11-4, Consonant Vowel Liaison Practice. Pause the CD and reconnect the following words. On personal pronouns, it's common to drop the H. Repeat.
Hold on. Turn over. Tell her I miss her. 1. Read only. 2. Fall off. 3. Follow up on. 4. Come in. 5. Call him. 6. Sell it. 7. Take out. 8. Fade away. 9. 6-0. 10. M-A.
Liaison Rule 2. Consonant, consonant. Words are connected when a word ends in a consonant sound and the next one starts with a consonant that's in a similar position. What's a similar position? Let's find out. Exercise 11-5, Consonant Consonant Liaisons. Say the sound of each group of letters out loud, the sound of the letter, not the name. B is B, not B. There are three general locations, the lips, behind the teeth, or in the throat. If a word ends with a sound created in the throat and the next word starts with a sound from that same general location, these words are going to be linked together. The same with the other two locations. Repeat after me.
at the lips. P, b, f, v, m, w. Behind the teeth. T, d, ch, j, o, n, s, z, sh, zh, y. In the throat. K, g, h, n,
Exercise 11-6, consonant-consonant liaisons.
I just didn't get the chance. I've been late twice. In the preceding examples, you can see that because the ending st of just and the beginning d of didn't are so near each other in the mouth, it's not worth the effort to start the sound all over again, so they just flow into each other. You don't say, I just didn't get to the chance, but do say, I just didn't get the chance. In the same way, it's too much work to say, I've been a late twice. So you say it almost as if it were a single word. I've been late twice. The sound of TH is a special case. It's a floater between areas. The sound is sometimes created by the tongue popping out from between the teeth, and other times on the back of the top teeth, combining with various letters to form a new composite sound. For instance, s moves forward and the th moves back to meet at the midpoint between the two.
Note, each of the categories in the drawing contains two labels, voiced and unvoiced. What does that mean? Put your thumb and index fingers on your throat and say zzz. You should feel a vibration from your throat in your fingers. If you whisper that same sound, you end up with s and you feel that your fingers don't vibrate. So, zzz is a voice sound, s, unvoiced. The consonants in the two left columns are paired like that. B, p, d, t, v, p, g, k, j, ch, zzz, s, v, th, j, sh, h, l, r, m, n. Yeah. Wuh. Exercise 11-7, liaisons with TH combination. When the TH combination connects with certain sounds, the two sounds blend together to form a composite sound. In the following example, see how the TH moves back and the L moves forward to meet in a new middle position. Repeat after me.
With lemon. With nachos. Both times. With delivery. Both sizes. With zeal. Both charges. With juice. In the. Was that. Hid those.
Exercise 11-8. Consonant-consonant liaison practice. Pause the CD and reconnect the following words as shown in the models. Repeat.
Hard times. With luck. 1. Business deal. 2. Credit check. 3. The top file. 4. Sell 9 new cars. 5. Sit down. 6. Some plans need luck. 7. Check cashing. 8. Let them make conditions. 9. Had the. 10. Both days.
Liaison Rule 3, Vowel, Vowel. When a word ending in a vowel sound is next to one beginning with a vowel sound, they are connected with a glide between the two vowels. A glide is either a slight Y sound or a slight W sound. How do you know which one to use? This will take care of itself. The position your lips are in will dictate either Y or W. Go away. I also need the other one. For example, if a word ends in O, your lips are going to be in the forward position, so a W quite naturally leads into the next vowel sound, go away. You don't want to say go away and break the undercurrent of your voice. Run it all together, go away. After a long E sound, your lips will be pulled back far enough to create a Y glide or liaison. I also need the other one. Don't force this sound too much, though. It's not really a strong pushing sound. I also need the other one would sound really weird. Liaison Rule 3, Vowel, Vowel. When a word ending in a vowel sound is next to one beginning with a vowel sound, they are connected with a glide between the two vowels. A glide is either a slight Y sound or a slight W sound. How do you know which one to use? This will take care of itself. The position your lips are in will dictate either Y or W. Go away. I also need the other one. For example, if a word ends in O, your lips are going to be in the forward position, so a W quite naturally leads into the next vowel sound, go away. You don't want to say go away and break the undercurrent of your voice. Run it all together, go away. After a long E sound, your lips will be pulled back far enough to create a Y glide or liaison. I also need the other one. Don't force this sound too much, though. It's not really a strong pushing sound. I also need the other one would sound really weird. Exercise 11-9. Vowel, vowel liaison practice. Pause the CD and reconnect the following words as shown in the models. Add a Y glide after an E sound and a W glide after an OO sound. Don't forget that the sound of the American O is really OO.
1. Go anywhere. 2. So honest. 3. Through are. 4. You are. 5. He is. 6. Do I? 7. I asked. 8. To open. 9. She always. 10. Too often.
Liaison Rule 4. T, D, S, or Z plus Y. When the letter or sound of T, D, S, or Z is followed by a word that starts with Y or its sound, both sounds are connected. These letters and sounds connect not only with Y, but they do so as well with the initial unwritten Y. Exercise 11-10, T, D, S, or Z plus Y liaisons. Repeat the following.
What's your name? Can't you do it? Actually. Don't you like it? Wouldn't you? Haven't you? No, not yet. I'll let you know. Can I get you a drink? We thought you weren't coming. I'll bet you $10 he forgot. Is that your final answer? Natural. Perpetual. Virtual. Did you see it? How'd you like it? Could you tell? Where'd you send your check? What'd your family think? Did you find your keys? We followed your instructions. Congratulations. Education. Individual. Graduation. Gradual. Yes, you are. Insurance. Bless you. Press your hands together. Can you dress yourself? You can pass your exams this year. I'll try to guess your age. Let him gas your car for you. How's your family? How was your trip? Who's your friend? Where's your mom? When's your birthday? She says you're okay. Who does your hair? Casual. Visual. Usual. Version. Vision.
Exercise 11-11. T, D, S, or Z plus Y liaison practice. Reconnect or rewrite the following words. Remember that there may be a Y sound that's not written. Repeat.
Butcher. Gradual. 1. Did you? 2. Hoosier. 3. Gesture. 4. Gesture. 5. Miss you. 6. Tissue. 7. Gotcha. 8. Where's your? 9. Congratulations. 10. Had your.
Now that you have the idea of how to link words, let's do some liaison work. Exercise 11-12. finding liaisons and glides. In the following paragraph, connect as many of the words as possible. Mark your liaisons as we've done in the first two sentences. Add the Y and W glides between the words. Practice reading the paragraph three times, focusing on running your words together. Turn the CD back on and repeat after me as I read. I'm going to exaggerate the linking of the words, drawing it out much longer than would be natural.
Hello, my name is Zan. I'm taking American accent training. There's a lot to learn, but I hope to make it as enjoyable as possible. I should pick up on the American intonation pattern pretty easily, although the only way to get it is to practice all of the time. I use the up and down or peaks and valleys intonation more than I used to. I've been paying attention to pitch, too. It's like walking down a staircase. I've been talking to a lot of Americans lately, and they tell me that I'm easier to understand. Anyway, I could go on and on, but the important thing is to listen well and sound good. Well, what do you think? Do I?
Exercise 11-13, Practicing Liaisons. Back up the CD to the last paragraph just read and repeat again. This time, however, read from the paragraph below. The intonation is marked for you in boldface. Use your rubber band on every stressed word. Exercise 11-14, Additional Liaison Practice. Use these techniques on texts of your own and in conversation. 1. Take some written material and mark the intonation, then the word groups, and finally the liaisons. 2. Practice saying it out loud. 3. Record yourself and listen back. In conversation, think which word you want to make stand out and change your pitch on that word. Then, run the in-between words together in the valleys. Listen carefully to how Americans do it and copy the sound. Exercise 11-15, Colloquial Reductions and Liaisons. In order for you to recognize these sounds when used by native speakers, they're presented here, but I don't recommend that you go out of your way to use them yourself. If at some point they come quite naturally of their own accord in casual conversation, you don't need to resist, but please don't force yourself to talk this way. Repeat.
I've got to go. I've got a book. Do you want to dance? Want a banana? Let me in. Let me go. I'll let you know. Did you do it? Not yet. I'll meet you later. What do you think? What'd you do with it? How'd you like it? When'd you get it? Why'd you take it? Why don't you try it? What are you waiting for? What you doing? How's it going? Where's the whatchamacallit? Where's what's-his-name? How about it? He's got to hurry because he's late. I could have been a contender. Could you speed it up, please? Would you mind if I tried it? Aren't you Bob Barker? Can't you see it my way for a change? Don't you get it? I should have told you. Tell her I miss her. Tell him I miss him.
Gee? No, Jew? Why don't you get a job? I don't know. It's too hard. Can we go? Let's go. I'm gonna. Spoon or spoon? An interesting thing about liaisons is that so much of it has to do with whether a consonant is voiced or not. The key thing to remember is that the vocal cords don't like switching around at the midpoint. If the first consonant is voiced, the next one will be as well. If the first one is unvoiced, the second one will sound unvoiced, no matter what you do. For example, say the word spoon. Now say the word spoon. Hear how they sound the same? This is why I'd like you to always convert the preposition to duh when you're speaking English, no matter what comes before it. In the beginning, to get you used to the concept, we made a distinction between tuh and duh, but now that your schwa is in place, use a single duh sound everywhere, except at the very beginning of a sentence. After a voiced sound, he had to do it. After an unvoiced sound, he got to do it. At the beginning of a sentence, to be or not to be.